Welcome to another edition of Things You Know That Just Aren't So, and Important News You Need to Know. Presented by Patrick A. Heller, Communications Officer of Liberty Coin Service in Lansing. Take it away, Pat.
Good morning. While there are plenty of gloomy subjects that deserve attention right now, today let me share with you some good news. A recently released study titled Ride-Sharing, Fatal Crashes, and Crime was authored by researchers at Providence and Stonehill Colleges. They investigated for the years 2010 through 2013 whether the introduction of the ride-sharing service Uber was associated with changes in fatal vehicle crashes and crime levels in the 150 cities and counties where the company operated. From their analysis, they concluded that the appearance of Uber into a market immediately resulted in a decline in arrests for driving under the influence, fatal vehicle accidents, and arrests for assault and disorderly conduct. Offsetting this, they detected an increase in vehicle thefts. How could the largely unregulated Uber end up improving driver and general public safety? To find an answer, the researchers used data from the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration's Fatality Analysis Reporting System. For crimes, they used the Federal Bureau of Investigation's Uniform Crime Reports. They derived the per capita rates of fatal vehicle accidents and used time of day data to infer alcohol-related fatal crashes. Their findings showed that, on average, the number of fatal crashes per capita declined 6% within the first year of Uber entering a market. Nighttime fatal crashes, which often involve alcohol, fell an average of 18% in the first year. As Uber usage increased over time, fatal crashes and fatalities and crime continued to decline after the first year. The study attributes these results to Uber taking off the streets more younger drivers and people who have consumed risky levels of alcohol. Assaults are down because Uber passengers are picked up more quickly and can usually remain in a safe place rather than stand curbside to flag down a taxi. This study is particularly significant because the researchers found that Uber operated in markets which already had lower rates of traffic fatalities and crime than in areas they don't serve. Uber did not set out to save lives and reduce overall crime, but it is wonderful to hear it consistently does so after it enters a market. That's it for today. Tune in again next Wednesday for more things you know that just aren't so, and important news you need to know. I'm Patrick A. Heller, Communications Officer of Liberty Coin Service in Lansing. Thank you for listening.
This is a paid advertisement. The previous views expressed do not necessarily reflect those of 1320 WILS or MacDonald Broadcasting.